that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got a year.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg on Friday. Feeling good. The weekend is here. And my friend, Dr. Ben McMillan, is here with the Neal Clinic Comprehensive Chiropractic Medical Health Care. How are you?
I am doing well. Always fun being up here as part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Thanks for having me on again this morning, Meg.
Well, you're going to help all of us feel good. You do that every day.
Awesome. Let's do it. Well, like Meg said, my name's Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Health Care. Always fun to be up here on the radio show. And today, I want to talk about something specific. If you have burning, numbness, or tingling in your hands or your feet that makes it hard to walk or gets worse at night laying in bed, or sometimes the symptoms can be so sensitive that it makes it unbearable even to have something like the sheet covering your feet at night, and you've been told by a doctor that there's nothing that can be done for you, I need you to keep listening because that's not the whole story. And today I'm going to tell you what most people in that situation have never been told. Today we're going to talk about two conditions that are commonly confused, sciatica and something called peripheral neuropathy. I'm going to tell you exactly what makes them different and why that distinction matters for your treatment and how our class 4 laser therapy at the Neal Clinic produces outcomes for those neuropathy patients that they didn't believe were possible until they lived them. If you're listening this morning and you've got a question for me that you want me to answer live on the air this morning, send us some text messages in and I'll get to as many of your questions as I can this morning. Meg, what's the number they send those messages to?
You can text into Pep Talk at 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620.
Yeah, I always love answering you guys' questions. So we'll get to some of those as they start rolling in. But let's start by clearing something up. Because I see patients in my office regularly who have been told they have sciatica, and what they actually have is peripheral neuropathy, or vice versa. They come in thinking they have peripheral neuropathy when it's really more sciatica. So what's the difference? These two are actually very different, and I understand the confusion because they can present with really similar symptoms, but they have different causes. The way they work in your body is different, and most importantly, different treatments. And getting that distinction wrong means getting the treatment wrong. So let's talk about it. Sciatica is a nerve under pressure. Sciatica is what happens when the sciatic nerve, which originates in your lower back, it travels down your buttocks and down your leg and all the way into your foot. When that nerve is being compressed or irritated at its source, in the low back, usually it's a herniated disc or a bone spur or a condition called spinal stenosis that's pressing on one of those nerve roots, that sciatic nerve root. It doesn't always have to be the sciatic nerve. You have lots of different nerves in your body. They all have different names. But again, they all start, those ones that travel down your leg in the lower back, and it can be down the front of your leg or the side of your leg, but the sciatic nerve specifically is down that back of your leg to the knee, sometimes traveling into the foot. But what that compression results in is pain or numbness or tingling that follows the nerve's path. Typically, it's going to be on one side of the body more so than both feet or both legs. It will typically be left side or right side. And you might feel the pain shooting through your back. Sometimes you don't. Sometimes you only feel it in the leg or your glute, your buttocks, or the calf. And these symptoms often get worse with certain positions. It's a spinal problem that expresses itself in the leg. Now, how that compares to peripheral neuropathy. Neuropathy, the peripheral neuropathy are nerves that are damaged. They're not compressed. And that's what makes the fundamental difference. The nerves themselves in peripheral neuropathy, they are the ones that carry signals from your hands and feet and limbs. They've actually been damaged. They're not being squeezed by a disc, but they're structurally compromised. And these symptoms tend to show up in both feet or both hands simultaneously. What clinicians call a stocking or a glove pattern, because you know it feels like it's that big tall sock, or it feels like it's gloves that you have on that are making your hands tingle or burn. You know, it can also feel like an electric shock or like walking on gravel or broken glass. It can be really uncomfortable. But these symptoms don't really change based on body position the way sciatica does. It's often constant. And what I see a lot of times is these patients often report pain that gets worse at night. So again, sciatica is a highway that's being blocked, that nerve's being pinched, the signal's being interrupted at the source in your spine. Whereas the peripheral neuropathy is a problem with the wires themselves. The nerves in your extremities have been damaged and they're misfiring. It's the same symptom neighborhood, but it's an entirely different problem, which is exactly why we treat them differently and why properly identifying which one of those you have is first and foremost the most important step. That's why we have that consultation to describe, you know, how did these symptoms start? What's been going on? What changes it? Because I need to know the whole picture, not just, hey, I have some numbness and tingling in my leg. You know, I have a lot more questions for you when you come in, and that's where we start. So if you're listening right now and you have that pain that shoots down one leg from your lower back, particularly if it changes based on how you're sitting or standing, you know, if you move and that pain gets worse, that profile sounds more like sciatica. And we have effective treatments for that at the Neil Clinic, including our laser therapy that we're going to talk about a little bit more in a minute, and the decompression therapy that I talked about on the last show. But if you have that burning or tingling or numbness that's affecting both feet or both hands or both legs, that tends to be there, you know, constantly regardless of that body position, especially if you've been through chemotherapy or if you've been managing diabetes for years. What you may be dealing with is that peripheral neuropathy. And I really want to spend some time with you this morning talking about that, because what I'm going to go through today could genuinely change your life. These are patients that have been debilitated by this stuff. Again, if you can't sleep every night because you're just constantly waking up with pain in your feet, that really weighs on these guys. I see it on their face when they come in. I can't sleep. I can't go grocery shop. I can't go out to these family events because I can't walk. I can't, you know, go do things that I want to do. And they've been told by primary care or by, you know, other practitioners, there's really nothing they can do just to deal with it. So peripheral neuropathy has several causes, and I want to speak to a few of the most common ones, because this is not really a rare condition. It affects millions of Americans, and the majority of them, again, have been told you just have to live with it, and that's the best they can really hope for. So one cause is chemotherapy-induced peripheral neuropathy. And this one is tough. It's heartbreaking because, you know, chemotherapy, a patient's been told they have cancer, they have to go through chemotherapy, they fight the cancer, they go through all those treatments, they survive, which is amazing, and we're celebrating. And then they discover that certain chemotherapy drugs, particularly the ones that have these platinum-based agents, have caused this lasting damage to the peripheral nerves. And that's actually one reason I've started to see some doctors are beginning to recommend wearing ice packs on your hands or feet during those chemo treatments, because what that does is it limits the exposure of those drugs to the peripheral nerves so they don't get damaged. There's actually studies on this stuff and lots of good information on, even like breastcancer.org has a lot of information about this. And if you're curious, go look it up. Talk with your doctor first, because it's not every chemotherapy patient needs to do this, but it's worth talking about because you can reduce the chances of having it to begin with just by doing something like using ice packs on your hands or feet during those treatments.
If you just joined us, we're talking with Dr. Ben McMillan with the Neil Clinic. If you've got a question, please text it on in at 850-437-1620.
All right. But again, those symptoms after those nerves are damaged by that chemotherapy, they start to show up as that burning or tingling or numbness in the hands and feet, and they become very sensitive. These patients tell me they can't tolerate anything touching their feet at night. They start to drop stuff they're holding because they can't feel their hands. And their oncologist, who did everything right, often doesn't have a good answer for them at this point, because oncology is focused on the cancer, not necessarily the nerve damage after that treatment. And these patients deserve better. And laser therapy is one of the most promising tools we have for them right now. Beyond the chemotherapy patients, neuropathy is really common in people that have long-standing diabetes. The diabetes with the increase in blood sugar, it starts to kill off those arteries and the vasculature into the peripheries, where those blood vessels get really, really small. The blood is a lot thicker. It's more you know, viscous. It doesn't flow quite as smoothly. And those arteries start to die off, and the nerves don't have very good blood flow to begin with. And that's why you start to see some peripheral neuropathy symptoms with diabetes. You know, diabetes is the number one cause of amputation outside of trauma. You know, people lose their feet because that blood supply stops going to those feet and that tissue dies. Another thing that can cause this is nutritional deficiencies, particularly vitamin B12, or people with thyroid or autoimmune conditions. And sometimes it's people with no identifiable cause at all. They call that idiopathic neuropathy. There's just no reason to explain. They've done the blood work. They don't have diabetes. They didn't go through chemotherapy. And they don't really have a good reason as to why these patients are having these symptoms. They just call that idiopathic neuropathy. But what these patients share is a nervous system that's struggling. Their nerves are damaged, they're inflamed, or they're dying. And it's frustrating because the healthcare experience that they've been offered, you know, maybe medication to kind of dull the symptoms, rather than to treat the actual condition and the underlying nerve health. And if you know anybody that's had this, you know, a parent, a spouse, a loved one, the conversation doesn't have to end with learn to live with it. You know, that's such a frustrating answer in the medical field is, well, you know, you just got to deal with it. At the Neal Clinic, we're seeing real, measurable, and life-changing outcomes with this neuropathy protocol using our laser therapy. So let's talk about how it works, because I think if you understand a little bit about how the laser therapy works, this will make a lot more sense. At our clinic, we use something called the Sumus Horizon Class 4 laser. And what that is it's a 30-watt therapeutic laser that is really the gold standard in something called photobiomodulation therapy. And that's a mouthful, but what it stands for is light that affects the way our body responds. And I want to explain what that means in plain English, because again, understanding the mechanism makes the results make complete sense. So again, photobiomodulation is the clinical term for what this laser does. And it works by delivering really specific wavelengths of light directly into the body's tissues. And those wavelengths are absorbed at a cellular level, specifically by something called the mitochondria. I don't know if you remember that from high school biology, but that's part of your cell that produces energy in the body. All of your cells have that. And when we stimulate that energy-producing structure, it's going to make the healing response much faster. When the mitochondria absorb that light, they produce something called ATP, which is what cells use for energy. And when cells have more energy, they do what cells are designed to do. They repair themselves, they start to reduce inflammation, and they actually regenerate. We're using light to stimulate your body's own healing mechanisms at a level that medications, injections, or traditional therapies really can't do. And why does that 30 watt, why does that matter? The power in the laser therapy is really important for one specific reason. It's the depth of penetration. Red light therapy is gaining a lot of traction. You'll see red lights, you know, a lot of women have seen like the face masks that you can wear. You know, my gym has red lights that you can go into a room and just kind of sit around a red light. But those lasers, they're class 2 or class 3, they're called cold lasers. And they deliver light energy at the surface. They work well, but they have a role that doesn't really work for this neuropathy or for sciatic patients because there's no penetration depth that can replicate the wattage that we use. It doesn't penetrate deep enough into the tissue, which means it can't reach the nerves that we need to treat for the neuropathy. At 30 watts, the Sumus Horizon laser can deliver those therapeutic doses of energy deep into the tissues around those peripheral nerves in the feet, the legs, or the hands. And that's what makes a difference between the medical devices versus stuff that you can buy offline or on Amazon. It's the difference in power. The class 4 lasers are, again, they're a medical device. You have to have a medical license. You have to register them with the state. They're really expensive, more so than the home units. Again, the stuff that you can use at home is effective for some things, but just not treating these conditions. And for typical like musculoskeletal stuff outside of the neuropathy, a sore back, a shoulder injury, just inflammation around the joint in general, we target a really specific area for a specific duration of time. The laser has what's called condition-specific treatment protocols that measure the penetration depth that's needed. We put in the body size, skin tone, because that has an effect on how much the the light is absorbed, different skin tones absorb light differently. And it's different for each condition. We don't need as much power to penetrate, you know, into the hand as you would the lower back or the hip. But the neuropathy protocol is substantially more comprehensive because peripheral neuropathy affects that entire nerve network of the extremities. We treat multiple regions in each session. We treat the feet, the lower leg, the thigh, the hip, and sometimes even the lumbar spine, your lower back, where those nerves originate. But it really depends exactly where the symptoms are and how you're presenting. The neuropathy sessions are much longer, and the approach is more systematic because, again, we're working the full pathway of those damaged nerves, not just the spot that hurts the most. It's not a one-size-fits-all treatment. It's, again, a neuropathy-specific protocol built around the anatomy of what's actually happening. Yeah, go ahead.
This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. If you just joined us, talking with Dr. Ben McMillan. He's with the Neal Clinic Comprehensive Chiropractic Healthcare. And we do have a question for you, Dr. McMillan. Does chiropractic have solutions for cramping on legs and feet, especially at night? Some people say pickle juice can help.
Yeah. Yeah, the pickle juice is a helpful thing for cramping. Typically,
is
not
it really?
Night. Yeah.
Oh, my
if
goodness.
You get the muscular cramps. Normally, that's more, you know, you're out working in the yard and you begin to get dehydrated. You know, you need to get some of those electrolytes, a lot of sodium into the body. They research this stuff a lot, and they don't really know. It's not exactly always electrolytes, but that's one of the theories as far as why pickle juice works. One other thing to try at night, magnesium, really specific types of magnesium. Magnesium bisglycinate is one of the most effective ones at night. It helps you sleep and it'll help reduce some of those muscle cramps. You know, you can do some stretches before bed. This is a really common thing. It can be a nerve issue. I'd want to know if there are any other symptoms or it's just the cramping at night. But I definitely try picking up something called magnesium bisglycinate. I like a brand called Thorn. Supplements are a weird one. We'll do a show on supplements one day, but it's weird in the United States. The supplement industry is not regulated by the FDA, so making sure you're getting that from a reputable company is really important. That's why when you go to Walgreens or Walmart, you know, and you go looking for vitamins, there's a wall full, floor to ceiling. One brand is going to be $4, one's going to be $20. Well, they say they have the same thing in them. What's the difference?
Right.
You know, making sure it's getting tested by a third-party company is really important. Again, I like a brand called Thorn, T-H-O-R-N-E. They make, you know, top-tier products. It's all manufactured in the U.S., sourced from the U.S., and they get everything tested. That's one thing I'd recommend.
Got another question for you that came in from one of our listeners. This is a little bit different. My wife has a ringing in the ears. The ear doctor has recommended a chiropractor. What would you be able to do to help that?
So ringing in the ears is called tinnitus. A few things that can cause it. You know, you can have damage to the nerves in the ear. You can also have mechanical damage to there's really small bones in the ear that help with sound reception. If it's a nerve issue, you know, it can be conductive, which is the bone issue. It can be the nerve. If it's a nerve issue, there's not a lot chiropractic care can do to help with it. There's also a condition called Meniere's that, you know, one of the symptoms, there's three symptoms for it. It changes eyesight, like visual changes, ringing in the ear, and then some neck pain or dizziness. Trying to make sure we don't have Meniere's would be another thing I'd want to know. But yeah, there's adjustments that patients have said have helped with tinnitus. It doesn't help everybody. I'd be curious, again, to know a little bit more about her case. How did it start? How long has it been going on? Was she exposed to loud sounds? You know, did she work at the airport? Was she in the military? You know, that may be more conduction with the bone issue, or it could be a nerve. And then making sure she's getting her eyes checked. You know, has she had visual changes? The eyesight's been worsening over the last 3 or 4 years. She get dizzy. In that case, I'd want her to speak with the ENT about that Meniere's disease again. Yeah, tinnitus is frustrating. That's a tough one because it's that constant ringing in the ears is uncomfortable. So what does the laser do for these neuropathy or for the nerves in neuropathy patients specifically? What the laser does is several things. First, it's reducing neuroinflammation. It's that chronic low-grade inflammation that's surrounding the nerves. It's reducing that, and it's stopping that aggravation. It's also stimulating something called the Schwann cells, which are the cells that are responsible for repairing and protecting that coating around the nerves. It's something called the myelin sheath, and that's what the chemotherapy drugs really strip away. It also increases blood flow to those nerves by regenerating vascular tissue that feeds the peripheral nerves, because that's one thing that starts to die off as well. And again, those nerves don't have good blood flow. So when they start to reduce that blood flow to the nerves, that's when we start to see them dying. The chemotherapy patients, the myelin sheath around the nerve starts to degrade, and we can actually regenerate that with the laser therapy. It also modulates some of the pain signals around that damaged nerves that they're sending, so there's less pain as well. But we're not just quieting that pain. We're creating the biological conditions for those nerves to actually heal themselves, which is, that's the way to fix this stuff. And I want to tell you a story about a patient that I saw. Let's call her Linda. She had peripheral neuropathy for years, and she had just done her own research. This was probably a year or two ago that I met her, and she had started looking into what could she do to help with this stuff. And she came across laser therapy and saw that we had one at the clinic and came in and asked, is there anything I can do for this? I heard laser helped. Her pain was constant. It was there when she woke up. It was there when she tried to sleep, which she really often couldn't. I remember her telling me, just the weight of the sheet at night on her feet was enough to just wake her up. She had to sleep with her feet out every night because it was so uncomfortable, just the weight of the sheet. She told me it felt like she had a small stone in her shoe at all the time, but she couldn't take the stone out. There was nothing there. Like, when it first started happening, she kept shaking her shoe and nothing came out. She could only wear sandals. Anything kind of enclosing her foot made that sensation unbearable. Standing for more than a few minutes, walking was difficult. She couldn't grocery shop, and she had talked with her primary care patient or her primary care doctor about what could we do for this thing? And there was really nothing. She tried some medications that help with nerve pain, but that didn't really help. It had some side effects that made her uncomfortable, but that was her new normal. She couldn't do the things she wanted to do. She couldn't go play with her granddaughter. So she came into the clinic and we put her through the neuropathy testing and saw what areas in her legs and feet were had lost sensation. And we started her on that neuropathy protocol. Multiple treatment sessions, again, multiple areas treated each time on her legs, her feet, but it started to work and she was able to sleep. She came in one day and said, "This is the first night that I've slept all night and didn't wake up in 3 years." I mean, just the relief on her face. She was shocked. I couldn't imagine not sleeping every night for that long. But after completing the protocol, she went on a cruise with her family. She was so excited. She was able to walk, go on the excursions. I mean, she just came in thrilled. She was showing us pictures. And that's the coolest thing for these patients is just the relief that they get after being told there's nothing they can do. And that's their new normal. I'm telling you that story because Linda didn't know about this stuff. She had done her own research, and that's why I thought it was important to share her story this morning, because a lot of people out there have been told that there's nothing they can do to help with this pain. And again, that's not the whole story. So if you haven't tried laser therapy and you're having these symptoms, give us a call. Let's sit down and talk about what your symptoms are. First, let's make sure it's actual peripheral neuropathy and not an issue with your lower back that's causing some of these symptoms, because again, they do look really similar. If you're, changing things, you're putting off trips, give us a call. Again, my name is Dr. Ben McMillan with the Neal Clinic. Our phone number is 850-479-2700. You can find us online at nealclinic.com, NEALclinic.com. You can schedule appointments there as well. Meg, thanks again for having me on the show this morning. Always fun being up here at the studio for the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Well, I love having you on the show. I always learn something from Dr. Ben McMillan with the Neal Clinic. He's just wonderful, and thank you so much for healing all of us.
Absolutely, and thank you guys for texting in questions. I hope that helped today.